sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Eiders are giants among ducks. Unlike most ducks that fly south for the winter, most of these Arctic and subarctic sea ducks overwinter in Alaskan and Canadian waters. All four of the world's eider species also breed in Alaska: the common eider, king eider, spectacled eider, and Steller's eider.
Eiders are well equipped for the harsh Arctic winters. They have a layer of fat under their skin, and they are insulated by a thick layer of soft, fluffy down between their skin and their waterproof outer feathers. When it's time to nest and lay eggs in the spring, eiders use their own down to line their nests. After the chicks fledge in the summer, people collect the down for insulation for sleeping bags, comforters, and pillows.
The common eider is the largest duck in North America. At 24 inches long and almost 6 pounds, it's about twice the weight of a mallard. King eiders and spectacled eiders are a bit smaller, and Steller's eiders are the smallest of the eiders. Virtually the entire North American population of Steller's eiders is found in Alaska.
In the spring, eiders leave their wintering grounds on the open sea and head for Arctic tundra to nest. When they migrate, they fly side by side in long lines, just a few feet above the water, hugging coastlines or following open leads in the sea ice. Certain points of land on their migration routes are traditionally known as eider passes. Point Barrow, the northernmost point of land in the United States, is one such eider pass. More than 1 million eiders have been recorded passing Point Barrow in the late summer. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Kathy Hawker.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.